In question, oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the extent of the damage at the Saudi facility is still unknown.
Some even believe that the duration of a price spike could be quite short if the U.S. and other countries release strategic petroleum reserves in order to stave off an extreme price spike.
Nearly 50,000 UAW workers are on strike against General Motors. There's ongoing talks between the company and the union to end the strike. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Top congressional Democratic leaders are lobbying the president to support strengthening gun background checks. In a phone call, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer told the president that any gun control proposals that doesn't include universal background checks won't be effective. The White House is still working on a gun proposal, and a spokesman says the president made no commitments during the 10-minute conversation. In Farmington, Maine, a firefighter was killed and four others injured in a propane explosion. Franklin County Sheriff Scott Nichols.
No, I spent a year in Iraq. It's about the closest I can explain it. It was just total devastation. I've never seen destruction like that in my career. I've been in law enforcement 35 years. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Except overseas. It was horrible.
The explosion happened as firefighters were inspecting a building after reports that people could smell gas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The state of New York is now looking to ban all e-cigarettes. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing to enact a statewide ban on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes amid growing health concerns connected to vaping, especially among young people. The Democrat announced the state health commissioner would be making a recommendation this week to the state public health and health planning council. The council can issue emergency regulations that would go into effect as soon as they are voted on and start being enforced as soon as 2 weeks following a short grace period for retailers. In announcing the action, Cuomo sharply criticized the flavors that are for sale, like bubblegum and cotton candy, which he says are obviously targeted to young people and highly effective at getting the young people. The biggest player in the industry, Juul Labs, Inc., said it's reviewing the announcement but agreed with the need for action.
A California woman finally has her ring back after a very unusual night. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Jenna Evans recounted her situation on Facebook, and then it went viral and started getting lots of media attention. And here's the story. It seems last week she was dreaming that she was being chased by some villains and was forced to swallow her engagement ring to protect it. She says when she woke up, she realized she had actually swallowed her ring to protect it in her sleep. A gastroenterologist managed to retrieve the ring, and now it's safely back on her finger.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're live here at Hot 100, and today is September 16th. And our show today is about suicide prevention, because September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. So I wanted to start out with a quote about hope. So you're going to get two today, because I have no guests, so I have to fill some time here. But I'm going to give you two quotes about hope. The first one is one of my favorites. And it's from Emily Dickinson, of course, the poet. And it says this: hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. So that's one of my old go-to poems about hope, because hope springs eternal. We have all heard that. And hope is really critical in our lives. And it's so important to not give up. And it can be really difficult. And suicide prevention is certainly a topic we want to talk about. And we want to give hope wherever we can. So the second quote is from Robert Fulghum. He's the author of All I Really Need to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten. And this comes from Uncommon Thoughts, Uncommon Things. And he says this, and I believe this: I believe that imagination is stronger than knowledge, that myth is more potent than history, that dreams are more powerful than facts, that hope always triumphs over experience, that laughter is the only cure for grief, and I believe that love is stronger than death. So I completely agree with that quote. I think love is the only thing that transcends time. So today is about hope and about getting the message around about suicide prevention. But, you know, we have to pay the bills and do the weather, but we will be back.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and 100 every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and 100 provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so I came into the studio a little early. They're doing some amazing work where the parking lot and the sidewalks are not really passable, which, thanks to Chris Phelan, the executive director at the chamber, he was considerate enough to send an email out so everyone knew that there'd be a little construction going on today. So I took that into consideration. I was actually early, but I never logged into the weather. So you almost got a forecast for Louisiana. Apparently, there's really bad, heavy rainfall in Louisiana. So some tropical storms and thunderstorms. So if anyone's listening from Louisiana, that's the weather. But since then, I was able to get our forecast for the Flemington and Somerville area. We're looking at overcast skies all day. It's been an interesting day. When the sun was out, it was certainly summer in the sun, and yet it feels a little bit like fall today. And our high was about 78. We may be looking at some showers this afternoon, just a 20% chance. So that's not too bad. I think we can live with that. Tonight, mostly cloudy, but it's cold. I have an extra blanket on the bottom of my bed that I had last night. I had to use because it was chilly. So tonight we have a low around 56 and very cloudy. Tomorrow we have some sunny skies with a high near 76. Perfect day to be outside all day. Tuesday night it's mostly clear with a low around 51. And Wednesday, it just gets to 70. The high is 71, but it's mostly sunny. And Thursday and Friday are both sunny days. We're not looking at any rain all week except the 20% chance this afternoon. And our temperatures on Thursday, we're seeing a high of 73. That's a chilly day. And on Friday, we have a high of 78. So you may want to start considering switching around some of your clothing so you have access to some of your longer sleeve and fall-like clothing, because unfortunately we're starting to see summer in our rearview mirror. And unfortunately today on one of my phone alerts, I had 100 days till Christmas countdown. So I don't know if that they were just announcing the radio station was doing their 100 days countdown, or if today was 100 days. I haven't quite figured out the math yet. I haven't had a moment for that. But I will be checking that out. We'll get back to you. We have one more commercial, and then we'll be back to start our show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And one thing I want to mention with Chris's voice reminding me, the Hunterdon County Chamber has a golf outing, and that golf outing is coming right up. It's the 2019 Hunterdon Golf Classic, and the Golf Classic is on October 7th at Stanton Ridge Golf and Country Club in White House Station. So you can sign up as a single and golfer, and they can put you with a foursome, or you can be a sponsor still. Whatever you want to do, you can be a single golfer or foursome. You can be a tabletop vendor. You can donate an item of value as a silent auction item or a bottle of wine for their cork and bottle event or be a sponsor. So you could be a green sponsor. You could be a tea sponsor. Or you could just sign up as a volunteer. So there's a lot of ways to participate and support the Chamber. This is one of their different events that help to keep the Chamber strong and vibrant and doing the great work for all of us small business owners and large business owners that operate in and around the county or have employees or live here. So it's definitely a great thing to support. So I hope you consider that. All right, so today's topic is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and there is a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number, and that is 1-800-273-TALK, which is 8255. And we're going to talk about some pending legislation to actually make a national three-digit number, just like 911, but it would be dedicated across the country for suicide prevention and awareness. So I want to tell you a little bit about that because they've been trying this for some time. I saw some old legislation from a few years ago, and it didn't pass. So hopefully with the American suicide rates that are at the highest level since World War II, an increase of 33% from 1999 to 2017, and that's according to statistics I pulled up from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So we're going to talk about that and what the suicide rates are in different categories. So I hope you stay with us as we get to those information sheets.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Child alone and wild, a cabinet maker's son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was known to none. He left his home and went his lone and solitary way. And he gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. Quiet man of music, denied a simpler fate. He tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. His gentle means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. Lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado when I'm not in some hotel, living out this life I've chose and gone to know so well. Song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I am a living legacy to the leader.
That's a little music we have today. Leader of the band playing over here. So back to our suicide prevention show today. So hopefully this won't be too confusing, but suicide is the second leading cause of death if we look at people in the age of 10 to 24. And it's also what we consider a preventable death. And there are 130 young people that are between the ages of 10 and 24 that committed suicide last year and attempted suicides. 4 out of 5 teens who attempt suicide have provided clear warning signs. So not only preventative, but in many cases, 4 out of 5 is 80%. We can, you know, if we're paying attention, we can have an even earlier intervention. So in addition to Suicide Prevention Awareness Month being in September, it is also a National Suicide Prevention Week. Now, I couldn't get it together last week. We already had another show scheduled with September 11th, wanting to think about that. And even though it's not directly tied to suicide prevention, you know, certainly the suicide numbers from September 11th forward have risen. So the Suicide Prevention Week was September 8th to the 14th, and the World Suicide Prevention Day is on the 10th of September. So again, there is right now a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That phone number is 800-273-TALK or 8255. But there is some legislation I mentioned prior to the break that has been going on for some time. I'm not sure if this is a new bill or this is a resurrected bill, but in order to designate 3 numbers for suicide prevention across the country, similar to 911, this would be 988. That is the proposed upgrade for the system to support a nationwide national suicide prevention hotline, just 3 digits. So I think it's a great idea. We have numbers that have been increasing for suicide, unfortunately, across different age groups more than others, but certainly it is a rising number. And America's suicide rates are at the highest level since World War II, with an increase from 33% from 1999 to 2017. Again, I read that earlier. That is from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So some other statistics, and that is from annual research published by the National Center for Health Statistics. The suicide rate among the 15 to 64 age group climbed significantly during that prior year period, and it rose over 10.5%. So it's 10.5 per 100,000 people. And now it's 14 per 100,000 people in 2017. And, of course, when we're looking at data, 2017 is the most recent data that we can find. So not only do we have a second leading cause of death for people ages of 10 to 24, we also have the largest increase, jumping from 14 people for every 100,000 in 2017, which was 10.5. So we're seeing these numbers climbing significantly for people from 15 to 64. All right. Although that seems like all right. Well, I guess I'm going to analyze that later because that's not good to do on live radio, apparently. I think that's called dead air. Sorry, but my analytical mind was trying to plot those out, and I had to double check those numbers, but they came from the National Center for Health Statistics. So I'm going to have to go back and check that. But in any event, you do have this phone number available now, but there's a rulemaking process for the FCC. And they have a 30-day public period, and that is to offer a 3-digit option for the suicide prevention hotline, and it could be 988, and that would be repurposing an existing 3-digit number. So just so you know how many people call a hotline annually, counselors at the number that I just gave out for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, they answered over 2.2 million calls. And in addition to that, had 100,000 online chats. So you could go on and instant message them, and there's live people, live trained counselors that can respond in real time. So Utah Representative Chris Stort passed a bipartisan law that led to the FCC report, and he praised the announcement. The law signed by President Donald Trump in 2018 called for a study to determine the hotline's effectiveness and the best three-digit dialing code for the hotline. So what the representative said was that the FCC is taking another important step to provide critical resources to address mental health and suicide in our state and country. And hopefully this hotline, this three-digit number, will be easier for people and it will help to save lives. So the National Suicide Prevention Hotline was only launched in 2005, and that was by SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration, and Vibrant Emotional Health. Calls to the current 10-digit number are routed from anywhere in the United States to the closest certified crisis center, and it's free and confidential and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for people in suicide crisis or distress. So here's the number. 47,000 Americans died by suicide, and more than 1.4 million adults attempted to take their own lives in 2017. So that's 47,000 people, according to the Health and Human Service Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service report. So overall, suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. So remember, in our one particular age group that we lifted up, young people ages 10 to 24, suicide is the second leading cause of death. And across the United States, across all ages, suicide is the 10th leading cause of death. And I know I read a report, which I don't have in front of me, but I'll post later, about the number of suicides for seniors. So that's something that we have to look at as well. And I'll pull that up at one of our breaks here. So this is why we have Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, to try to talk about it. Suicide is something that's really difficult for people to talk about, especially the survivors of the family. It may be guilt. It may be just being uncomfortable. There may be from old teachings. People may feel a sense of shame, and those things make it difficult to draw attention to what the problem is. So when we can talk about it and be open about it, it can help us to advocate to prevent another death. So it is difficult to talk about, and there is that survivor's guilt. I think if you know someone who committed suicide, no matter what the depth of your relationship with them, I think just knowing someone that committed suicide, you know it's a preventative death. So I think most people will always have that little bit of guilt that they didn't notice the signs or they didn't see any warning. And over, and there are many, many different stories of very public people. We just had someone that was in jail that committed suicide, right, that people are talking about. So I think that anytime there is a death by suicide, you feel so many different emotions, of course, with any death. In addition to the grief, I think there's a potential to feel that you should have seen something coming. And we often see articles when people commit suicide, people that are maybe in a public position. I know the last police officer suicide, many people said you would never expect it from that individual. They always seem so happy. And a lot of times it's because we don't talk about our emotions, and it can be difficult to share, but it can't and it shouldn't be difficult to get help. So that's why we talk about it. It's hurtful sometimes and difficult to talk about your emotions or your feeling of guilt or remorse, but it's necessary because, again, what we know from people that tried to kill themselves, that 4 out of 5 teens who attempted suicide had given warning signs. And in many, many cases, maybe 80% of cases, there's an opportunity to intervene and maybe save a life, not just for people in that age group, but for all age groups. So I think that's why people say there's always on the internet, Facebook, be kind. You never know what people are battling, as they say. So it's really good to be kind to people. You could be impacting someone's day and not even know it. So there's all different triangles of prevention, but I have to get our news on because I haven't been able to listen to our news yet today. So I'm going to put our news on for us, and then we'll be back to talk more about this topic and how to prevent suicide.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Houthi rebels claim that their drones took out Saudi Arabia's biggest oil facility. He says they're lying and that they have evidence that Iran carried out the attack. There's new satellite imagery showing whoever carried out the airstrike used sophisticated technology. How this will affect what you pay at the pump is still an open question. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the extent of the damage at the Saudi facility is still unknown.
Some even believe that the duration of a price spike could be quite short if the U.S. and other countries release strategic petroleum reserves in order to stave off an extreme price spike.
Nearly 50,000 UAW workers are on strike against General Motors. There's ongoing talks between the company and the union to end the strike. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Top congressional Democratic leaders are lobbying the president to support strengthening gun background checks. In a phone call, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer told the president that any gun control proposals that doesn't include universal background checks won't be effective. The White House is still working on a gun proposal, and a spokesman says the president made no commitments during the 10-minute conversation. In Farmington, Maine, a firefighter was killed and four others injured in a propane explosion. Franklin County Sheriff Scott Nichols.
No, I spent a year in Iraq. It's about the closest I can explain it. It was just total devastation. I've never seen destruction like that in my career. I've been in law enforcement 35 years. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Except overseas. It was horrible.
The explosion happened as firefighters were inspecting a building after reports that people could smell gas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The state of New York is now looking to ban all e-cigarettes. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing to enact a statewide ban on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes amid growing health concerns connected to vaping, especially among young people. The Democrat announced the state health commissioner would be making a recommendation this week to the state public health and health planning council. The council can issue emergency regulations that would go into effect as soon as they are voted on and start being enforced as soon as 2 weeks following a short grace period for retailers. In announcing the action, Cuomo sharply criticized the flavors that are for sale, like bubblegum and cotton candy, which he says are obviously targeted to young people and highly effective at getting the young people. The biggest player in the industry, Juul Labs, Inc., said it's reviewing the announcement but agreed with the need for action.
A California woman finally has her ring back after a very unusual night. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Jenna Evans recounted her situation on Facebook, and then it went viral and started getting lots of media attention. And here's the story. It seems last week she was dreaming that she was being chased by some villains and was forced to swallow her engagement ring to protect it. She says when she woke up, she realized she had actually swallowed her ring to protect it in her sleep. A gastroenterologist managed to retrieve the ring, and now it's safely back on her finger.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
My finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils in dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob. Home's a long, long way from us. Feel a dirty wind blowing. Devils in dust. I got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a powerful thing. Turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take a God-filled soul. Feel the devil's in dust. Well, I dreamed of you last night in a field of blood and stone. Well, the blood began to dry. Smell began to rise. Well, I dreamed of you last night, in a field of mud and bone. Your blood began to dry. Smell began to rise. We've got God on our side. We're just trying to survive. What you do to survive kills the things you love. Fear's a powerful thing. It'll turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take a God-filled soul. Fill it with devil's hand. Take a God-filled soul. Fill it with devil's hand. Take a righteous stand. Find the love that God wills, the faith that He commands. I've got my finger on the trigger. Tonight faith just ain't enough. When I look inside my heart, there's just devil's hand. Got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. But what you do to survive kills the things you love. Fear's a dangerous thing. Turn your heart black, you can trust. Take a God-filled soul, filled with devil's hand. Take a God-filled soul, filled with devils and dust.
think that is one of the best songs that expresses the need to keep going, right? That was Bruce Springsteen's Devils and Dust off of the first track off of the Devils and Dust soundtrack there. So hopefully if you have seen our posts on our Hot 100 page, you don't mind sharing the suicide prevention lifeline is what they call it. I kind of call it a hotline. I think too many years working for an information referral program has me just calling all the numbers that are always available hotlines. So September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and we know in certain age categories, suicide is one of the leading causes of death in that age group. So we want to get the message out there. But based on the statistics and the number of people who do commit suicide or attempt to commit suicide, it certainly is something that impacts everyone and is really a health issue. So we did miss World Suicide Prevention Day, which was on the 10th. Hopefully, maybe you saw something that talked about suicide prevention and maybe perhaps how it is the second leading cause of death for children ages 10 to 24. And there are more than 130 young people every week in that age group, 10 to 24, that actually commit suicide. So we want to definitely try to have an impact on that. There are all different resources. So the National Alliance on Mental Health, Mental Illness, and Larry Cartwright, who is the host before me, has a show about mental health awareness and does some great work. So you can listen to his podcast at any time on Mondays. He's in the 3 to 4 time slot. He's also on from 4 to 5 for the Hunterdon Medical Center, whatever it's called now, the Hunterdon Hospital Center, Medical Center. So you could catch Larry talking about the National Alliance and Mental Health, the NAMI of Hunterdon, and statewide and national resources for mental health and suicide prevention. So those resources are available. And there are other smaller groups, larger groups, national groups that also focus on suicide and mental health and mental illness. And one is a group called, let's see if I could get the name of it, the Jason Foundation. I should have known that because it was named after his son. So the Jason Foundation really is focused on helping to prevent suicide for teens, and that's really their primary focus. And they do have a text line for teens where teens can 24/7 free talk to a trained crisis counselor to support them as they're going through their crisis. You can text Jason, which is 741741. And if you're a teen, you can get a compassionate trained crisis counselor, confidential support, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's all free. And the crisis counselor is there to help you move from a hot moment to a cool calm to stay safe and healthy using active listening. So I'm going to quote what someone once said to me when someone we knew committed suicide. It is the temporary solution. It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. So, you know, think about that. It's true. You're something that may have been temporary, where there may have been an end, a beginning and end, creating a permanent solution you can never recover from. So all of these programs that help to talk about suicide, suicide prevention, just talking about your feelings and why you feel that might be something you're considering, with those warning signs, knowing what those warning signs are. So the Jason Foundation helps certainly for awareness and prevention in youth suicide, which obviously is such an issue. And it was started because Clark Flatt is the president of the Jason Foundation. It was his son Jason that committed suicide when he was just 16. And the father was devastated and certainly did not see it coming. So he wants everyone to understand that youth suicide can be prevented, and that's why they formed the Jason Foundation, and is hopeful to have other partners to get involved so that other dads don't lose their 16-year-old child or any child. So youth suicide can be a silent epidemic. Most people aren't aware that it's the second leading cause of death for middle and high school students, 12 and 18. And it is only surpassed by unintentional injuries. So there, we lose more people to young people to suicide than to the combined death. Causes of death are doubled because of suicide. So for college youth, age 18 to 22, suicide is the second leading cause of death also. So it's the same for both age groups, ranked only behind unintentional injuries. According to the Center for Disease Control, suicide is the second leading cause of death for people ages 10 to 24. So it is ranked as the second leading cause. But again, this is something that's preventable. So unfortunately, 17% of students that were surveyed from the Center for Disease Control, 17% said that they seriously considered suicide sometime during the past year. So that's what, 17% is like one out of every six, just about. And 7.4% of students attempted suicide in the last month. So that is one out of every 14. Think about that. And four out of five teens who attempt suicide have given clear warning signs. So let's try to be aware of the signs, and when they are exhibited, be ready to provide some resources. In the meantime, we are quickly wrapping up our show here. So let's do a commercial, and then we'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
All right, we're back to wrap up. Just 7 or 8 minutes left on our show here. So we are talking about suicide, suicide prevention, suicide awareness, and how difficult it is when someone commits suicide and you didn't see the warning signs, and how impactful that is. So hopefully if you've been in that situation and you do have some guilt, one way to really move past that or through that is to be an advocate. So you can be an advocate by making sure you are aware of the warning signs if they are exhibited, and also just knowing what that behavior can do. We're talking about different things for youth and for teens. And of course, teens, they talk about the additional exposure with social media for teens, and looking to see if that's a trend, that this additional exposure is contributing to more suicides. So there are some national statistics. They did a survey to try to find out from high school youth, as well as youth ages 10 to 24, about this topic of suicide. And what we know from that is the question, have you experienced the feeling of hopelessness and sadness for a constant period of 2 weeks or more over the past year? Maybe, and this could be the beginning of clinical depression. And one of the three young people answered yes to that. And again, we mentioned this earlier. Have you seriously considered suicide in the past 12 months? And one out of every six young person said yes, that they had considered suicide seriously in the past year. And then the question was, have you made a plan to attempt suicide in the past 12 months? And one out of every seven young people said yes to that. And then the question, most concerning, have you attempted suicide in the past 12 months? And one out of every 14 person ages 10 to 24 said yes, attempted suicide. So those numbers are astronomical, and there's so much pressure on kids in that age group. And you know, being involved, if you're a parent, if you monitor social media, you know, what's going on, and it's different social media postings, not to be silent. And that's the message of the Jason Foundation, is to create awareness, to coach people to be ambassadors, and to find out about the warning signs, because everything today is about a preventable disease. So I'm going to leave you with the suicide prevention number one last time. So we'll see if the bill gets passed and we can have a three-digit number for suicide prevention like 911. Hopefully that will be coming soon. That bill is still pending. That was sponsored. And the phone number for crisis support is, for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, is 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK. Thanks for a great show.
She saw me in the record store, and I
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The UAW says if General Motors had made its latest offer earlier, the union may not have gone on strike. It's in a letter from the UAW to GM saying if the company had moved sooner, it would have been possible to reach an agreement to avoid a strike.
Let's move! Let's move!
Thousands of GM workers walked off the job early this morning. When the president warned that the U.S. was locked and loaded after the weekend attack on Saudi Arabian oil fields, he didn't necessarily mean militarily, according to Vice President Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short.
Locked and loaded is a broad term that talks about the reality is that we're also far safer and more secure domestically from energy independence.
A propane gas explosion has leveled a building in Maine, killing a firefighter and injuring at least six other people. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The man who revealed classified government secrets, Edward Snowden, says he wants to come home. He spoke to CBS this morning from exile in Russia.
I'm not asking for a parade. I'm not asking for a pardon. I'm not asking for a pass. What I'm asking for is a fair trial.
And that is something that Snowden says the U.S. won't agree to. He tells his entire story in a new book called Permanent Record. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma has filed for bankruptcy protection, but that doesn't mean the company or the family that owns it is off the legal hook. States are divided on whether to accept a tentative settlement with the company. Several of those who have denied it plan to object to a company bankruptcy and push forward with personal charges against members of the Sackler family in state court. The billionaire family has said that they wanted to settle to avoid protracted legal costs associated with litigation, which could take years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Taking a look at the top movies at the box office over the weekend, once again at number one, Stephen King's new movie, It, Chapter 2, grossing $40 million. Jennifer Lopez has a brand new movie out, making number two on the list, Hustlers, about hookers, grossed $33 million. Angel has fallen to number three, bringing in $4.4 million. The Good Boys is at number four this week, bringing in $4.3 million. And Disney's remake of The Lion King is at number five with $3.6 million. Rick Ocasek of The Cars has passed away. USA's John Hunt reports.
He was found dead in his Manhattan apartment. He was 75 years old. Ocasek was discovered unconscious and unresponsive by his estranged wife, Paulina Porshkova, the supermodel. He appeared to have died from natural causes. Ocasek and the band The Cars shot to fame with their self-titled hit album in 1978, which included such hits as My Best Friend's Girl and Just What I Needed. At the Cars Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, the singer reflected on what got him started in the music business.
I'd like to thank my wheelchair grandmother for forcing me to sing in the parlor in front of her friends when I was 5 years old.
Many people also remember the Cars from the iconic pool scene in Fast Times at